On the line now I have Deirbhe Glynn, and she's a filmmaker and artist. Good morning to you, Deirbhe.
Morning, Noel.
Not too bad at all. I hope it's as nice where you are as it is where I am.
I'm in Liscannor in Clare, so it's beautiful, but I think you're getting the better weather over there.
I'll try and shove it over a little bit of it, maybe later on today when we get our... We have to get a little bit of a share of it. We need a little bit more to cheer us all up. But this wonderful... Tell me about this wonderful project that's going on at the moment.
Well, basically, it actually happened last... It was Tuesday night, a week ago, and it was... We just did it over one night. We basically brought down a very powerful light with a gobo on it that just said Gaza with a heart, and we brought down a generator onto the cliffs of Moher, and we projected onto the cliffs just an image. It was just a beam of light that said Gaza with a heart, and really it was just an art piece that only formed. You could only see the light for maybe about 10 minutes, where it was dark enough, as you know, the sky is very bright at the moment. So at about 11:30, you could see the light on the cliffs, and you could still see the cliffs. And then a few minutes later, it got so dark you couldn't see anything. You know, you could only see, you couldn't see the cliffs anymore. And we basically photographed the image, and we sent it out. We just sent it out on social media, and it got picked up all over the world. And we called it From Ireland to Gaza with Love, and it basically went viral, and it went all over the world and into the heart of Gaza and Palestine. And the intention behind it was, we were watching the news from Gaza, and I had spent a lot of time and made several films in Gaza, and just seeing so many children being killed and injured, and women being killed and injured, it's just so distressing. And really, we dedicated this piece to several children who were killed, and some children who survived, but their families were killed. So it was really dedicated to the people of Gaza, but especially holding the children who now are grieving families, and families are grieving their dead children.
Okay, can I ask you where the concept came from and how the Cliffs of Moher? I suppose it answers itself, but explain the concept and why the area you chose.
Yeah, well, I live beside the Cliffs of Moher. I can walk to the Cliffs of Moher from my house here where I'm talking to you from. And I suppose I just wanted to send out, to create something. It was my idea to do something. It was like, could we do something just to send out a message to people that people care? Because I know from being in Gaza, people always say, you know, why doesn't the world do anything? Like, why is this continuing to happen? And so I just had the idea, maybe we could do something on the cliffs, because it's an iconic, the cliffs of Moher are so iconic, and they symbolize Ireland in a way, you know. And so that's how the idea came from. And then we knew it had been done before by an artist who projected a mustache for Movember onto the cliffs. And friends of mine who are artists, so, you know, this was made in collaboration with several, like Tom O'Dea and Brian Gormley and Ian Malone, who are artists and event producers and lighting technicians. So we knew it had been done, so we spoke to the guys who did it before, and we knew we could go down there. But it really was weather dependent as well, and if it rained, we wouldn't have gotten the image. Which, you know, as you know, in Ireland, it's hard to go down there and not have it rain right on the west coast of Ireland.
Indeed, yeah, and I'm impressed by the idea, and I love the idea that the analogy of sort of a lighthouse for to give people the idea of what's going on. That was a wonderful concept.
Well, basically, when we saw it, it was like this beam of light, My boyfriend, actually, and who's a sailor, and he said, you know, it looks like a lighthouse. And when a sailor sees a lighthouse, it's comforting. And it says, you know, this is safety. You know, there's safety here. And I spoke to Quiva about it, and she said, yeah, it is like a, you know, like a lighthouse and in amidst a storm of injustice, you know, that this is a beam of light. And I suppose shining a light is very symbolic as well in relation to hope. And And it was just a symbolic action, you know, it was just one image. And you never know, we didn't know if we were going to get the image. Like, I really was nervous we weren't even going to get it that day because it had been raining all day. And then somehow the image formed and then it had to be photographed. So it was only just a one-off event. It just happened once. And then it was the image that circulated, the image that we sent out there. And it really, I mean, thousands of Palestinians and people in Gaza said, sending love back to Ireland, and it was really lovely, the response. You know?
It's great, yeah, the reaction seems to be great, and it sounds very, I mean, you're saying you didn't know it was going to work on that, so it sounds like rather organic from the cliffs themselves.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, the expertise of the lighting technician, because it had to be focused, you know, and like it was quite a large distance we were projected onto, like it was at least a couple of hundred yards away. It wasn't, you know, it was quite, the beam was really going very far. It was a powerful light. But, and we were there for 6 hours up on top of the cliff, just kind of wondering, would we get it, you know?
Okay, I'm trying to get the idea in my head, actually, dear, of the angle, of the way it would work. Because my idea would be, if you're going to project an image onto something like the cliffs on the front of them, you'd have to go out into the water. And do
no,
it from out
I
there.
Know. Yeah, and it was. We see. There's a point in the cliffs. It's actually at the back of the cliffs. It's where there's a place called Aileen's, and there's surfers that surf a big wave there at times. Mm-hmm. So it's a famous point at the back of the cliffs, and it's kind of a jutting out peninsula. And so you go all the way down onto that, and then you're looking at the cliffs from there because you couldn't. There's no way you could go onto a boat because you needed a generator, like a quite a powerful generator. So. The local farmer who owns that land gave us permission, Jared Kerrin, lovely man. But we had to bring everything down there and the light and the generator. There was only like, you know, four of us going down initially and then three photographers came down. So we had to carry everything down. And it's quite a wave. And then just, so we're looking at the cliffs. If anyone comes to visit me, that's the place I always bring them to because it's the most spectacular view of the cliffs, from, in my opinion, because you're looking at them, you know.
Can I ask you a little bit about yourself, Deirdre, before I carry on about this?
Yeah.
You're a filmmaker and artist. What sort of stuff do you do? When you say an artist, do you mean painter as well as filmmaker?
Well, no, like visual artist pieces. So I've made lots of installations, and really in response to, like, we actually in 2014, after there was a major offensive attack on Gaza, where there was 560 children killed, we put all the names of the children that have been killed on the Halfway Bridge, and then we also put the names on a hawthorn tree at the Electric Picnic Festival, and hundreds of people left messages on the back of the names. It was very moving piece. And it just really was just, I suppose, to try and symbolize again the amount of children that are being killed, you know.
Yeah, because we see lots of it on the TV, on the news, but when I say that, I'll correct myself, we see snippets of it on the news and then it's gone, and you know, it's replaced
and
by something else.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to, like, it's so sad. Like, so I find, you know, sometimes you're looking at the news and at the end of the day, it's been a long day, and it's like, it's hard to engage, you know. Sometimes you don't want to, you know. I suppose my whole thing is, how do you reach people? Like, how do you communicate to people? And, or, you know, like, my films, or I worked for years in conflict. So I worked in Gaza and Eastern Congo, and I've made a film in Iraq and different places, and they're all awareness-raising films. But, like, they're hard to watch, like, you know. So, I mean, my films in Eastern Congo were about rape and the war, and they're very hard to watch. So, in a way, making a piece of art like this can reach people in a different way. I mean, I've made, like, lots of different films, but something like this, actually, because of social media, and it's just an image, and it just travels, and it sends a message, then the way reaches people in a much more effective way.
Well, if I can say, there are a lot of people like yourself, that journalists or whatever, that go out into conflict zones and film things or report things, the sort of a certain immunity comes into their facade because they have to protect themselves. You don't seem to have gotten that immunity. It seems to affect you still quite a bit.
No, I know. Well, actually, I teach yoga as well, and I I've been teaching yoga full time for the last 2 years, and just not going into conflict zones as much, because it is wearing and it's hard on your nervous system, and it's, you know, it's very sad, you know, and in a way you could constantly be traveling, and anything, sometimes something happens and you're like, oh, I have to go straight away. So in a way you're just constantly traveling, and it can definitely impact on your own life. But for me, it's like I really want to be there, but I can't. For me, as soon as I see something happening in Gaza, you know, I have so many friends over there. I'm like, oh, God, I would just want to go there and help or do something. But now it's like, well, we can't go there, so what can we do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this was just a message of solidarity, but also love and compassion, and just saying, look, people do care. You know, you're not on your own, because of the siege. They're so isolated there. Mm-hmm.
It seems to have gotten a great reaction. And it's up there on the web for everyone to see all the time now, isn't it?
Well, it just went all over Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all, you know, the social media. And it's either From Ireland to Gaza with Love. And now I think it's been called To Gaza with Love. You know, so, yeah, look, it's all over.
It's great.
If you search for it, it's somewhere up there.
It's a great concept and it's a great idea, and well done. And I congratulate you and whoever else was responsible for it. Anything else in your mind on what you're going to do next?
Well, I haven't.
Before you answer that, you talked there. I know the area where you're living is famous for. They made a famous movie down not too far about surfing there a couple of years ago. So, do you do any surfing yourself?
I know. I'm actually probably one of the only people that doesn't surf around here. I haven't learned yet.
Okay.
Yes, I'm hoping I might learn at some point, but I'm surrounded by surfers. It's an amazing place. There's lots of surf and really, you know, loads of good food and music and lovely people. The people are just amazing. They're so
lovely.
Must
have been very, I'm sure you're used to lots and lots of crowds down there. So over the past year, it must have been relatively quiet in comparison.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, look, it's getting busy now again. So it's good. It's good. Look, it's lovely to see the people coming back, you know, and supporting businesses and all that. Seeing businesses opening up is great, you know.
Okay, well, let's answer my question now. What's next for you? What's next for you?
I'm very interested in healing. And, you know, I work as a yoga teacher. And even when I used to go to Congo and Gaza and places, I used to also teach yoga over there. It's really good for people's mental health. So, and I were in Reese, well, like last year, actually just before the lockdown, I was over in Lesbos and I was teaching yoga and also doing some photography with migrants and people seeking refuge on Lesbos in the refugee camp.
Yes.
And that was really amazing because, you know, particularly some of the kids, that we had, I had a place that I could work from where the mothers and the kids used to come in and they were just so exhausted and they just were carrying so much stress. It was so good for them to do some yoga or meditation or breath work. So actually that's where I would like to focus on for the next while. Like I'd love to, I'm talking to somebody now about teaching yoga in Gaza, but online and also setting up a healing space in Gaza because, you know, they really need somewhere to go. Like there's, I think 1 in 4 children are suffering from trauma and PTSD. So so that's kind of where I'd like to focus on. I would love to create an app for people who are seeking refuge and that they can access yoga, meditation, breath work, and ways of just calming the nervous system. And also, you know, working in Gaza or Congo, that's where I'm really focused now is healing and letting go of trauma.
Okay. Listen, congratulations. Wonderful. And listen, you must have a website that people can look up about all the wonderful work you're doing and about the image as well.
Just darvlaglynn.com. The image actually, because we only did it last week and we've been really busy getting it out there, I haven't put the image up yet, but
okay.
I will. But and then To Gaza with Love is how people can find the image.
Okay. Congratulations yourself. It's a wonderful one. And I hope to talk to you again in the future. Keep in touch and let us know how you're getting on. Thank you very much, Dervil.
Thanks a million. No,
thank
mind
you.
Yourself.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's Dervil Glynn there. And you can look up her website, as she said there, and have a look at that. And it sounds wonderful. Sounds absolutely wonderful in the work that she's doing as well.